From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The online whistleblower WikiLeaks reports its website was shut down by a powerful cyber attack. U.S. officials threatened to take action against WikiLeaks for exposing government secrets. But NPR's Tom Jolton reports the Pentagon is denying all knowledge of WikiLeaks' current problems.
U.S. officials are furious at WikiLeaks, so when a cyber attack shut the website down for a few hours, some wondered whether the Pentagon was behind it. No, the Pentagon said. And the problem that WikiLeaks reported, an overload of incoming data requests, is typically the work of hackers. But what if the U.S. really wanted to attack the website? James Lewis, a cybersecurity expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says someone could, in theory, design a computer worm that could search out WikiLeaks data on the Internet and erase it.
You know, we usually don't do things like that against friendly countries, but yes, there are attack options for going after WikiLeaks.
For now, at least, the U.S. seems more interested in pursuing a legal case against the website and its founder, Julian Assange. Tom Jolton, NPR News, Washington.
The Pentagon says its latest survey of military personnel finds religious troops want to keep the ban on gays and lesbians from serving in the military. Army General Carter Hamm helped conduct the study. He says military chaplains who support the ban have a constitutional right to exercise their religious beliefs.
Chaplains' First Amendment rights, I would say their requirement to minister according to their denominational practice must be protected, even in a post-repeal era where their denominational views might differ with the government.
The study also found two-thirds of military personnel don't think there'd be a problem if gays and lesbians were permitted to serve openly in the military. The Food and Drug Administration has given an Iowa egg producer permission to start selling eggs again to consumers. The company was linked to this summer's massive salmonella outbreak. Harvest Public Media's Kathleen Masterson reports the company's been working with the FDA to disinfect facilities.
The FDA has approved Wright County Egg to begin selling eggs from two hen houses located on one of its six farms. Extensive FDA analysis shows that these barns and the surrounding area tested negative for salmonella. Over the past 4 months, the company has worked with the FDA to address the safety violations and contamination at their facilities. It removed hens that were present at the time of the outbreak and sanitized the barns. The hens were replaced with chickens vaccinated for salmonella. From here forward, the company says that all eggs they sell whole will come from vaccinated chickens. The FDA says it will continue to test Wright County egg barns and eggs to verify that the safety procedures are working. The agency is also coordinating with the company to clean up other barns on their six farms before allowing the company to sell whole eggs from those facilities. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson in Ames, Iowa.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. In Ivory Coast, there's confusion and tension among voters about the delay in results from Sunday's presidential runoff. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton says Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has called on the Ivorian candidates to honor the outcome of the long-awaited vote and allow the results to be published.
There was high drama and chaotic scenes at Ivory Coast Electoral Commission last evening as the spokesman Bamba Yakuba prepared to begin reading out some results. A supporter of President Laurent Gbagbo grabbed hold of the results papers and tore them up, saying they were false, physically preventing Yakuba from continuing. Another shouted this was an electoral holdup. Yakuba insisted the results were correct, but the moment of near farce served only to heighten the anxiety of voters, waiting to hear who the new president of post-war Ivory Coast will be. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Secretary of State Clinton is calling on Europe to play a larger role in shoring up Afghanistan and speaking up for human rights. Clinton's attending a security conference in Kazakhstan. At the start of the OSCE conference, she and leaders from Belarus announced the former Soviet republic would plan to give up its nuclear material by the end of 2012. China's foreign minister is calling for everyone involved in the latest tension between North and South Korea to remain calm. The foreign minister said that everyone needs talks to resolve the crisis. North Korea shelled a South Korean island last week after South Korea conducted live artillery fire drills very close to the border. South Korea is doing more exercises this week. This is NPR.
Support